Hey guys, welcome back to the How to Podcast series. I had a message from my speak pipe. Yay! From two amazing guys with a great podcast name. I Shower After Work Podcast. It sounds amazing. I've been listening to it, gentlemen. It's for anyone in the trades. So if you work in the trades, like my oldest son does, he works with a home builder here in Southern Ontario. I sent it to him right away. Guys, I sent it to him right away. I'm like, you got to listen to this podcast. the whole stuff around what brand of tools to use, the Milwaukees and the DeWalts and all that. And I'm like, oh, he's going to love this. He's going to just love this. So thank you, gentlemen, for making a great podcast, a great name. I Shower After Work Podcast. That's good. That's stellar. I like that. And they left a voice message as well. And I just wanted to give you a little shout out to the boys on your podcast and a little snippet of the trailer for the show so you can hear it. And again, if you know a tradesperson anywhere in the world, you can share this podcast with them and go there and listen. They got like 20 plus episodes and they just sit around and they talk about the trades and how that can be better and take gripes and all that stuff from the job site. Everything that would happen after the hard hat comes off and you walk off site, that's when the podcast begins. And it's on the I Shower After Work podcast. Here's a little clip of the trailer, and then I have the voice message as well from the gentleman from the I Shower After Work podcast. Here's the trailer.
Welcome to the I Shower After Work podcast. This is a podcast for all the trades and tradespeople out there. If you're talking about it around the gang box, if you're discussing it at the break table, we want to hear about it. We are your hosts. My name is Jason McKinnon. With me, as always, in our job trailer is John Smith. Say hello, John.
Hey, everybody. And thanks for the intro, Jason. I really actually want to take just a quick second to tell everybody, you can hit us up. You can hit us up on all of our social. We definitely want to hear it. We want to see pictures. We want to see gripes. We want to see complaints, especially about the PMs, the GCs, the apprentices, the foremen, the guys that you're working with. Hey, you know what? If they're doing something stupid, oh, please tell us.
I couldn't agree more. You can get in touch with us at Instagram. It's at ISAW Podcast. That's ISAW, I Shower After Work Podcast. And our email, if you want to send us anything interesting, if you got a hack, if you got a gripe against another trade, and if your apprentice is driving you crazy, if your project manager just isn't getting it, maybe you got an incompetent site general, who knows? We want to hear all about it. Those emails will be at isawpodcast@gmail.com. That's isawpodcast@gmail.com.
There you go, everybody. You can go leave them a message. And Jason and John, I know for my oldest son, he in high school, grade 12, we got him into a six-month co-op placement where he did electrical work and stuff on a big entertainment complex in Niagara where we live. And he would start 6 a.m., 7 a.m. days, work a full day, come home just exhausted. And it was the best eye-opening experience for him. He found his mission in life in the trades. And if anybody's thinking about steering your kids toward the trades, smartest thing you'll ever do. Smartest thing you'll ever do. We need more people doing what John and Jason are doing in their podcast. We need more of it. We need more of these great people. The podcast is great. I love it. And so, Jason and John, one story from my son, McMillan, when he was in high school, he was working on the site. He went into the washroom at work on site and fell asleep in the stall. And he was in there for, hours, completely passed out asleep, as teenagers do, right? And nobody came looking for him. So he woke up and then he realized that he had been off the site for a long time. So that was fun. And the other thing, too, is my son, when he was on the job site, even at 17, 18 years of age on site, working with an amazing team there, he actually stepped in and helped somebody who was in a bad situation. And in essence, basically save something from really bad happening to a coworker. And with very limited knowledge on the job site, just everything he was trained in safety, he was able to step in and make a difference on the job site, even as a young kid. But the one thing I love about, even though the guys there teased him on site, they called him Elf on the Shelf because he's a very quiet guy, and they actually dressed him up like that, put a big elf hat on him, on his hard hat and everything. He, as much as they kind of teased him and ribbed him a little bit, they also accepted him, and he wouldn't be where he is without the people in the trades on site showing him how to work safely, how to do their thing. So to see your podcast come up, guys, Jason and John, I'm just really so excited, A, that you have a show, and B, that you have a show that's so specific to speak to the trades, men and women out there doing it and doing it well. Thank you for your show, everyone. I would love for you to go and splash some love all over these two and their podcast. Have a link in the show notes. As always, go over there, subscribe. I see them on YouTube and all around. Make sure you do that. I'm doing it as well. Go check out their Instagram. And if you are in the trades, hit them up. They're looking for content. They're looking for ideas for their show, guests, all that stuff. Reach out to them. Let them know. Okay? It's a great podcast. And here's a little snippet from the message that John left for me as well over at howtopodcast.ca via my SpeakPipe. John, thank you. And my question was all around email marketing and if you're doing it or not. And John responded. So, like I've always promised, leave me a message and I'll make an episode around you. So my question was around, does email marketing work for you? Are you doing it? How are you using it? Because I'm kind of debating myself whether or not to jump in there. It's an extra step, more work. But John came back with some interesting comments, and here's a little snippet from his message. Here's John.
Hey, Dave, this is John Smith with the I Shower After Work podcast. Me and my buddy's podcast, we just talk about everything trades. We were both in the construction trades, and we kind of just have a good time, and we're just in the baby steps of it. We got 23 episodes out, 24 come this week, and I started using email marketing and SMS text message marketing because my wife owns her own social media marketing company, and she kind of set us up with everything that we do. But it's not 100%. I'm making changes constantly to it. But at the same time, with the email marketing, talking about your episode 231, you know, I use it primarily just to send people reminders as of right now. It's not really a marketing or a newsletter, but it's just to let everybody know, like, our episodes are dropping. And a lot of people get the notifications on their phone, so it's an easy read, easy reminder, like, oh, hey, yeah, that I'm hoping anyway, a few people only have listening, that it's just like, hey, yeah, that's their episode dropped today. I got to listen to that one. But having that available to expand on in the future, I think is important to me and to my buddy. And the fact that, like you said, your episodes, you don't own Facebook or Instagram that we're on, and it's nice to have that contact. Yes. You know, if things do go south, but, you know, one of those goes down, we could still reach our viewers. So that's mainly what we're using it for. I don't know if it's a sheen push, but it is. I think it is important. I just wanted to comment, and you like you said, so I look forward to your next episode. And just keep up the good work, bud. You're doing some good things. All of your episodes really helped me out in launching this podcast with my buddy, and the co-hosts that you have on and stuff like that is great. But again, thanks again, Dave. Have yourself a good day.
So there you go, guys. This is a great podcast for everyone to share. Please, again, go out. Go check out their Instagram. Go check out their YouTube channel as well. You can find them and go listen to their podcast. Give them some support, some love. And again, if you know anybody in the trade, send them to I Shower After Work podcast. Amazing. I love it. I would love to have everybody. I'd love to have you two both on the show, Jason and John, to talk about your show, promote your podcast, talk about everything about your show. I'd love to have you come on as guest co-host as well. If that ever works for you in the future, you have my information. Please reach out and let's get you both on the show. and talk about and promote your podcast. I'd love to have you guys on. So again, everybody, thank you so much for listening to the show. I know that Jason and John have to go back to work. It breaks over. The foreman is kind of staring at them right now, and they're getting their hard hats back on, back onto the job site, back to work. Thank you for listening to the show, everybody. And thank you for being part of the How to Podcast family. And get out there, share your message with the world, create a podcast, and then tell the world about it. And tell me about it so I can promote you on the show, just like Jason and John did. I Shower After Work podcast. Go and check it out. It's amazing. I love it. Take care, guys. We'll talk soon.